I'm going to have to cut it out. We're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
You must choose free TV or pay TV. You can't have both. If pay TV takes over, it will cost you up to $1,000 each year to see what you are now getting free. If pay TV takes over, you face the loss of all major sports events, such as the 49ers, Oakland Raiders, Warriors, and the Giants. If pay TV takes over, you face the loss of all the great stars and top programs you now enjoy free. If pay TV takes over, that spells the eventual doom of free TV. The major TV networks, in sworn testimony before the United States Congress, warn that if pay TV takes over, the networks themselves will be forced to go into pay TV. Stop pay TV. Save free TV. Keep home TV free. You must choose. Top officials of pay TV predict that you will be spending up to $1,000 each year to watch your own TV set in your own home. This means you will be paying to see what you now get free. Don't be fooled by the false promises of pay TV. The solemn warning from the presidents of CBS, NBC, and ABC in sworn testimony before the United States Congress is that if pay TV takes over, the networks themselves will be forced to go into pay TV. Stop pay TV. Keep home TV free. Save free TV. Paid for by the Citizens Committee for Free TV.
The television set.
All right, people, you'd better listen good to me this time. Let's just suppose this one time that you are watching the Playboy Channel, and it's just about time for them to have an orgasm. Let's just suppose that's happening right now. When all of a sudden... Did you hear me? I said, wham! A horrible noise comes in and wrecks your orgasm on the Playboy Channel. Do you hear that noise? I said, do you hear that noise? There it goes again. You hear it? That awful interference wrecking your orgasm on the Playboy Channel.
Something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
Watch it improve.
You've called the cable TV company 6 times. Actually had the technician out 6 times to try to fix that problem so that you can have an orgasm on the Playboy Channel. And each time the technician comes out, he can't fix the problem. He is fired. Wham! Guess what? You still can't have a good orgasm on the Playboy Channel. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing that ever happened?
Roger.
I'll be jiggered.
Sounds good. Sounds like the mic's pretty hot, but deviation sounds good now. You're not driving my needle backwards anymore, anyway.
Stop. Oh, what are you doing to it? Don't do anything now. Okay.